Protect me from those who rise against me.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it all happens according to or in fulfillment of the Scriptures. How many times have we heard it? Time after time. Lamb of God, Jesus, crucified between two criminals, one on his right, the other on his left, Jesus in the middle. This fulfills what the Scriptures said. He was numbered with the transgressors. What the soldiers did with the clothes fulfilled what the Scripture said. They divided my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing. Jesus fulfilled Psalm 69, verse 12, when he cried out, "I thirst." He prays Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And then the "Now I lay me down to sleep" prayer of Psalm 31, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit," thereby fulfilling those texts. When he declares it is finished, God's promise in the Scriptures to save all sinners by the blood of the Passover lamb is fulfilled. When the soldiers do not break his legs, and when one of the soldiers comes and slashes open the lamb's side, Exodus 12, Numbers 9, Psalm 34, and Zechariah 12 are all fulfilled. "Into your hands, Father, I commend my spirit," reveals that Jesus lives and dies according to God's external word. He receives the Scripture, the Bible, as God's word. All the preaching from the Old Testament that he grew up hearing in the home of Joseph and Mary and at the synagogue, he heeds as God's own voice. There is no other word by which he lives, even in death. No matter who speaks it, no matter how tempting and delicious other preaching sounds. There are loads of other words that were being spoken as he hung on the cross. Words of derision, words of disdain, mockery, and ridicule. Listen, from the onlookers they said, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross." And from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, these words, "Oh, he saved others, but he can't save himself. Oh, let this Christ, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now so that we may see and then finally believe in him. Oh, he trusts in God? Oh, does he? Then let God deliver him now if he wants him. For he said, I'm the Son of God." And from the soldiers, "Oh, if you're the King of the Jews, save yourself." And then from one of the criminals, "You say you're the Christ, huh? You're the Christ, huh? Well, then save yourself and save all of us." Now, did you notice the repetitive theme of these very clever and devious words? It is this: "Hey, Son of God, Jesus. Hey, King of the Jews, Jesus. This Good Friday bit is a colossal mistake. We've got better words for you to trust. Save yourself like you saved many in your ministry. Why don't you hop off that cross? After all, we all know that messiahs don't suffer and die like this. Pull out those stakes. Heal your gaping wounds. Stop all that bleeding. Stand up straight, man. Be a real messiah who doesn't allow such humiliating nonsense to happen. And then, you know, then we'll finally believe in you. After all, isn't that what you want? All right then, get down. Why don't you take care of yourself for a change?" These self-appointed preachers, with their self-appointed sermons, have become the instruments and tools of Satan. They are Satan's mouth, voicing satanic words to Jesus. The preaching of segregation. Segregation. Tempting Lamb of God Jesus to segregate or to divorce himself from God's word, that he would be numbered with the transgressors. These self-appointed preachers below the cross try to pull off a theological apartheid or a segregation of the highest order. Save yourself! Come down! That's the satanic. You know, did God really say that you, Jesus, must be hanged, numbered with the transgressors, and made to be sin? Now, come on, Jesus. We all know that's just ridiculous. It goes against all the rules. We all know that you, if you're the holy and sinless Son of God, and sinners with all of their sin, must be totally what? Kept apart. Holy and unholy cannot go together. That's impossible. So your father's obviously been lying to you. There's got to be some other way for you to be the Messiah, the Lamb of God. And we know the way, Jesus. Save yourself. Get off the cross. Such preaching is of the devil. Lamb of God, Jesus will have none of it. He will not save himself. He has come to save sinners. And he will do it according to God's holy word, that holy, spirit-filled scripture of the Old Testament that prophesied that Jesus would do a Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so he stays put. He remains hanging on the tree of the cross, trusting God's word that being numbered or reckoned with the transgressors is just the divine ticket that's needed to save sinners. Jesus will not be divorced or segregated from sinners and their sin. I'm going to say that again. He will not be segregated from sinners and their sin. He faithfully insists, according to God's word, that there be an integration of the highest order. What Lamb of God Jesus assumes from sinners is their sin. He acknowledges your sin as his own. And thus his public confession as a sinner and his experience of the entirety of God's wrath against all sin and every sinner on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Brothers and sisters, again, as I've said many times this Lent, your salvation depends on Lamb of God Jesus taking all your sin. And he did it, fulfilling the scriptures, living and suffering and dying according to the divine word for you and for your salvation. So, you know, really, blessed are you. Jesus has all your sin. It's not yours anymore. You are forgiven and saved. He says so. He promises. This is the divine word for you. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Mark 16. And my body and blood offered and shed on the cross as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, he gives to you in the sacrament with the bread and the wine and his guarantee that your sins are forgiven. And in the sacrament, you belong to Lamb of God, just as John the Baptist preached that we've heard all throughout this Lent. In the name of Jesus, amen.